At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.
WOKV News Time 9:10. Thank you for listening to Jacksonville's Morning News. I'm Christine Bellino. Rich Jones is off today alongside Benjamin Fridkiss. And we are joined by First Alert weather meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh. Your First Alert weather forecast is brought to you by Bueller Air Conditioning. Stay cooler with Bueller. And you're pretty cool, new dad.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, unfortunately with the weather, it's not been cool, but I try to be a cool dad where I can.
You're a cool dad.
So far. You're only 6 weeks in. So
a couple more weeks and we get to see baby Camden, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we'll do a little tour of the studios here perhaps in a couple of weeks or so. But yeah, he's doing good and getting used to this Florida heat and strolling around in the morning. It's like, well, you got the humidity there in the morning and you try to avoid the heat in the afternoon. But yeah, we're getting him outside.
You look at things completely differently when you're a parent.
Oh, yeah, totally. Now it's kind of realizing what your parents tell you about it. And then you're like, okay, now it makes sense.
You know, right. And as a meteorologist, yeah. I mean, you must be paying attention to like UV much more than like the average parent.
Yeah, it's like, okay, keep him lathered up with sunscreen when we do that eventually. Take him to the pool. I can't wait to take him to the beach and to the pools this summer. So we'll get there eventually here.
Are we hoping for a baby meteorologist?
I don't know. Let him do his thing, you know, enjoy it. He'll get his fair share of listening to hurricanes and rain and thunderstorms, and he'll get to hear all about it eventually. But
it's interesting to see what our children do, because my children said they would never have anything to do with news because they were so tired of hearing about news stories and things like that. But now my daughter, ironically, is getting interested in news because it's her default.
Ah, yeah,
right?
That makes sense. Well, this is a good profession to get into. Here at WOKV to come on down, but yeah, we're tracking a pretty warm weekend here for us. In the 80s to low 90s. So this Father's Day weekend is going to be hot, going to be a little bit humid here. We'll see the mid-90s inland and 80s at the coast. So it is going to be a little bit cooler, at least, if you're taking dad to the beach. We'll have a rip current risk a little elevated to keep in mind. So especially if you have dad coming in from somewhere else, not used to the rip current risk here at the beaches, getting in the water, make sure to stay near a lifeguard here this weekend as we have the onshore wind continuing. But we're in the 80s and at the beaches and low to mid 90s inland. Should be a mainly dry, unfortunately, weekend, even though we want it to be clear for dad. We need some rain here. Drought monitor came out yesterday, the updated one, and we're looking dry, as your lawns have been telling you. And especially in the spots where we've had that low water pressure with some sprinkler action, we're definitely getting a little crispy.
We feel bad for the people who are in South Florida right now, but chances, I mean, we would take that rain for sure.
We'd take a little bit of it at least. Now, 20, 25 inches was a lot of rain in some spots. They had some flooding. They're still dealing with the aftermath from that. Basically, a storm without a name with the heavy rainfall. Doesn't matter if it's a named storm or not. You have tropical downpours going on. And they're going to see some more rain there today, too, by the way. Not as widespread as we've seen earlier in the week, but definitely going to see some rain there. If you're traveling down to the I-4 corridor to get ready to kick off the weekend, going to Orlando, something like that, it's going to be hot, lower to mid-90s today, and a few afternoon thunderstorms there. But we're mainly dry here today with mostly sunny skies and just a few showers skirting the coastline here today with the onshore breeze.
And for people who see their lawns and flowers kind of starting to droop and drag, when can they expect to see some precipitation?
Well, not much this weekend and early next week. Monday, Tuesday looks mainly dry. We're going to be partly sunny. And maybe Wednesday, Thursday, looking like at least the return of a little bit of moisture coming off the Atlantic. So that's our next opportunity to see mid to late next week, the way it looks now, for some scattered showers. But definitely, I would say the wet season has not kicked in yet. And sometimes it takes until we've seen it as late as July. So definitely it's looking later and later as we go through this season.
And then the first sight of our first storm, we're going to say, remember when it was so beautiful back earlier in June?
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of the tropics, we are looking into next week in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico with some potential of at least an area of low pressure, maybe a depression or a named storm there in the southwestern and western Gulf of Mexico. And at the very least, it looks like it's going to be throwing some moisture, some more tropical downpours into the state of Texas at the coast. staying well to the west of us. But if you have travel plans, go to Texas, the coast of Texas. I may have to watch out that for that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday into next week. But the first name on the list is Alberto. And the next one is Beryl. But no signs of that locally, thankfully. But we are watching the Gulf of Mexico into next week as we continue on through the hurricane season.
Garrett Biedenbaugh, very happy first Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
It's very exciting. Thanks for joining us.
At Planet Fitness, a lot has changed since 1998, but our membership has always been just $10 a month. On June 28th, that rate will increase to $15 a month for new members. So if you've been thinking about joining, now is the perfect time to lock in $10 a month for good. Once you join, your rate will never increase for the life of your membership. Enjoy free fitness training and equipment for every workout, all in the judgment-free zone for $10 a month. Don't miss out. Offer ends Thursday, June 27th. Rejoining after cancellation will result in change in membership price. See club for details.